AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. Governor Mike Pence called off public appearances Monday. Sports officials planned an Indy Welcome All campaign ahead of this weekend's NCAA Final Four in Indianapolis, as lawmakers scrambled to quiet the firestorm over a new law that has much of the country portraying Indiana as a state of intolerance. Indianapolis Mayor Greg Ballard says he and the city council are uniting against the law that's seen as fostering discrimination against gays and lesbians.
Discrimination is wrong. And I hope that message is being heard loud and clear at our state house.
Republican legislative leaders say they're working on adding language to the religious objections law to make it clear the measure does not allow such discrimination. Talks in Switzerland on Iran's nuclear program continue against a Tuesday deadline. Here's AP White House correspondent Mark Smith.
The goal is at least the framework of a deal that'll cover the major issues in broad strokes. That means specific limits on uranium enrichment, nuclear research and the like, and a specific timetable for when Iran gets relief from sanctions. However, even if there is a deal in time, months of haggling over the details will remain.
Unanswered questions remain after a shooting at a military base near Washington.
Authorities still don't know why two men dressed as women tried to ram their way onto the National Security Agency's campus at Fort Meade, Maryland. The NSA says the men disobeyed instructions on how to leave the campus. An agency spokesman says the driver then accelerated toward an NSA police SUV that was blocking the road, and when he refused to stop, police fired. One of the men was killed, and the vehicle crashed into the police vehicle. The other man was injured and taken to a hospital, as was a police officer. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
This is AP Radio News. An apple a day doesn't necessarily keep the doctor away. Research finds daily apple eaters had just as many doctor visits as those who ate fewer or no apples. But University of Michigan researcher Matthew Davis says the study shows that Apple did cut down on prescription drug dependency.
It could simply be that medications are a little bit closer to health. So that's why we sort of suggest potentially that an apple a day keeps the pharmacist away.
The findings underscore it takes more than just one kind of food to make a healthy diet and avoid illness. Comedy Central picks a replacement for Jon Stewart on The Daily Show, a 31-year-old comedian from South Africa. Trevor Noah says Stewart has expressed confidence in him.
A lot of people don't realize that when I took over this show, I was exactly where you are now in your life. I was the same age, and that's what people don't. It's easy for people to look back now and go, oh, we don't know who you are. And John goes, well, you don't need to know who he is, know what he's here to do, and know what the show is capable of.
I'm Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.